Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Again, everybody, stay safe. Be informed with what's going on. We got a great doubleheader today in the world of nutrition and hydration. Veronica Porter, Aunt V, she is the creator and owner and director of Ask Aunt V, returns. She was on a long time ago. Her big thing is natural holistic eating, from the garden to the table to the community. So she's returning. And then Gina Bria, she's an anthropologist. She's the CEO of Hydration Foundation, co-author of Quench, 5 Days to Hydration. Such a huge topic that is so really, really important, the world of hydration. And then Sports Doctor is in, and I'm going to talk about the whole new world of, hey, sports parents, the Sports Doctor's in. First, I want to welcome back, it's been a while, Veronica Porter, Ask Aunt V. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you. Nice to be back. Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Bob.
Great. Give us a quickie background. You and the whole Aunt V world that you've been so involved in. You're a chef, and again, with the whole the importance of quality food. Give us some background.
Well, this is going back maybe a little further than you need to, but I was born and raised in Naperville when it was a small farm town, and I'm a third-generation organic farmer. My grandfather was a farmer, had a huge farm in Naperville, and while we didn't use the term organic farming, that's what he was. It was back then, it was just the way you did things. And so I was just born and raised with the fact that the way, how and where you grew your food had an effect on the quality of the food that you ate, and then had the, you know, the health benefits as well. So that to me was not really a philosophy or anything as far as a something I learned. It was something I just always lived by, and I was really, really surprised when others weren't were living a basically by different standards. And so, you know, all through high school and college, fortunately, my parents were very focused on the fact my father was a biochemist who really believed in the importance of nutrition and quality of the food that you ate. And I feel like I caught the end of an era where people grew their own food, they preserved it, they did canning. You know, I was taught how to cook really from my aunts, my grandmothers, my mother, sisters and brothers and things like that. So that was just how I grew up. And like I said, it was when I was in junior high school, college, went, you know, into corporate world where I ran into so many people that were living such drastically different nutritional lifestyles. And, I found them asking me questions in the lunchroom. How did you make that? You know, I would bring something to eat in the lunchroom, and you know, they just couldn't believe that, you know, I wasn't going out to the fast food every day. And really myself didn't expect to make it into a career as my personal focus. I was very much in the corporate world. I was blessed with 4 children, grew all their food, right, you know, made it myself, things of that nature. And
now it's become one of the biggest topics in our existence, whether it's
exactly
health,
and so
fitness,
and so that's why
whether it's sports performance and the idea of homegrown, especially. I think everybody, of course, in this day and age knows that fast food or junk food is pretty much that. But we all grew up on the American diet, which was so processed in so many different ways. All of a sudden, the pendulum has swung, knock on wood, way, way back. I mean, you've been talking about this for a long, long time. And I think the importance, whether it's, you know, what kind of meals do our kids get in the schools, to all of these other things, I would imagine that Aunt V has become quite popular.
Yes, they're asking. I'm becoming more and more. My whole focus was to share the information I knew, and because that's how I learned it, was just sharing it. And so that's why I do
preserving, right? Preserving and canning. I mean, my God, you know,
well,
when you think about
too.
Those kinds of.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what is she talking about? Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you could go over to radio shows. You can go back years, so many topics, so many different guests. You could swing over to newspaper articles and magazines. You could read all sorts of different things in areas from concussions to what's the best shoe to what about specialization. It's one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels. We really get a lot of great feedback on that. I get a lot. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers, but it's very interactive and a lot of good, smart information at Sports Doc Radio. I'm talking with Veronica Porter. She's Aunt V. You know, she was talking about she's a born and raised Napervillian. I'm a sports doctor. Everybody knows I've been celebrating the 10th anniversary of Napervillian. Evan Lysacek, who grew up, he was 10 years old, I put orthotics in the skates, and he was the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating champion. And I was on the bus for Evan Lysacek with Veronica Porter, who I think, I don't know, did you set the whole day up, Veronica? I can't remember.
I sure did. I sure
did.
The mayor asked me to do, he gave me, I think we had 21 days and a zero budget. So it was a challenge,
right.
But we did it. We had a great time.
Oh, it was a great time. And it was such
yes, we really
excitement.
Did.
You know, I might be in practice another 20 years. I don't know. You never know the next Olympian who might be coming through the door. What's the website, Veronica, for all things Aunt V?
It's exactly that. It's askauntv.com. V as in Veronica. And that's also my Facebook, my Instagram, as well as my Gmail account. Everything is AskAuntV, AskAuntV.com. And that's where you'll have a complete list of all my different classes.
Okay.
Have you seen,
of
all the different classes?
In a dynamic town like Napervillian, in so many different areas, whether it's sports, whether it's activity, whether it's, you know, it's a dynamic town, lots of restaurants, all sorts of different interest in food. Have you found, or with the school system, et cetera, that including, you know, you call it heirloom, almost eating or an organic gardening. Do you find the acceptance in our, as these kids are growing up, the school systems, et cetera, that things have changed a lot in a good way?
I wish I had a really positive answer for that.
Isn't it amazing?
The thing is, let me just explain. Organic is the way that it's grown. Heirloom is the fact that it has been from generation to generation the same seed. So heirloom is the seed itself,
okay.
Means that it's going to guarantee that seed is going to grow, be made the same plant. So many have the same plant. So many of the fruits and vegetables have been modified in so many ways that you can't even trust the seed will grow the same. The same plant, and if the seed is a dead seed, what does that say about the food that you just grew? So
yeah,
the integrity of the
soil.
Food is extremely important to me. And when you go into how the school systems and things, I think people are definitely waking up, but I think there's still so much misinformation. People don't understand that your body has to recognize the food that you're growing, and that you're and the root system needs to be in soil that is healthy, full of the vitamins and minerals that plant needs to grow, so that when you grow that vegetable, you then get the nutritional as well as the taste benefits of it. And that's important.
That, of course,
that's what's one of my,
you know, the idea that, you know, the whole soil. It will be interesting what our second guest, the anthropologist, the whole area of hydration and the water importance. And the assumption mm-hmm. that the soil is real, real good, that's become a very big deal, I guess, as we farm, you know, overdone so much of this. You never know. You think, I mean, if you go to the store and you buy organic, you're in pretty good shape, right?
the standards depends on where it was grown. Again, I'm going to be positive and say yes, because if it's grown, the USDA has very, very high organic certification standards. We get tested about 3 or 4 times with our organic certification a year, but that's because we request it. But unfortunately, all of the organic foods on the store are not always from the United States. So like I said, I really encourage people to buy organic when and where they can, but really, if you can grow locally and know exactly the farming methods that they're using, it's really to your best advantage. And then I really encourage people, even in just a small scale, we have organic gardens to go and grow where we have the organic soil, the organic heirloom plants, and then we coach you through growing, and even if it's just a little 1x2 little plot, or a little container or container gardens that you have at home, to learn how to grow the good quality healthy foods that your body will recognize, and then to prepare it properly, because if you eat real food, cook it simply, you're going to eat well. So that's why I teach the gardening part as well as the cooking part.
Yes. Of course, in this day and age, of course, now everybody has nothing but time. It's crazy time, but in the normal way of things, time usually is such a big deal. The whole idea of being able to throw things together or have something really, really quickly. And, sometimes mm-hmm. the idea and the challenge of growing your own, but I guess if you're learning to include that in some way, shape, or form, people can do some of that indoors?
Definitely they can do it indoors if they have a sunny window. And all throughout the year, I teach how to make microgreens, grow microgreens. So you can have fresh organic microgreens, which are like, they're basically sprouts without the roots. They're absolutely delicious. And you can have those, you can grow those all year round indoors. And it means every day you can have fresh, fresh greens. And like I said, and because I'm so passionate about it, I want to teach people how to do this so that they can have a better taste a better taste and nutritional profile, teach their children the proper way to grow up and to be grown healthy, eating good, healthy food. And like you say, I know that a lot of times, with the exception of the last couple months, people are so busy, but I also include how you can do things. I want to teach people how the fact that, the process to do things so that you're ready and you're prepared and you can have maybe in 20 minutes a really good, healthy meal. And it is doable.
That stands out when you mention something like that. I was imagining someone with a apron on in front of the stove and whatever and growing things on top of that, taking 7 hours a day. You just said, hey, it's something you make it in 20 minutes. What are some of the you have some cooking classes. What are some of the popular topics when you're doing some of the have a lot to do with preparing and growing also?
Well, these are hands-on. We have two. I do separate them between garden classes and the cooking classes, just because of the fact that the location and such. But for my cooking classes, I do teach. My classes are seasonal, so I will work with fresh foods that are seasonal. And so it's cyclical then based on that. So right now we're going into our spring. We're going to an asparaguses and spring panzanellis and spring raviolis and, the good green garden soups and all kinds of things that are fresh, that if you went to the store you could get the freshest vegetables and then know how to take them home and prepare them properly and store them properly and, if necessary, preserve them properly. And then in the summer months, we'll go into the squashes and the tomatoes, and we'll go into how to can and how to, make some jellies and things like that. We'll also go into some things like grilling and, just some of the fun things that you do in the summer. Then we go into fall, and we get into some of the more comfort foods, your butternut squashes, your winter squashes that are coming in. And then we do get a little decadent towards the holidays and do some cheese fondues and, some holiday type things. And then go into start January again with, a lot of the Asian foods. We do a lot of Mediterranean diet foods. We go, we have classes on, we have one that's always been very popular.
Well, it's interesting, Veronica. You're in the middle again of a very, very more and more aware population, whether you're talking about top sports teams, whether you're talking about senior citizen communities, whether we're talking again, like we said, about our schools, the fact that we are still treading water in the world of childhood obesity. As you know, I've talked about that for like 20 years. It's going to take a few weeks.
You have been a proponent of that, yes.
This is it's a huge educational challenge. You know, you can't watch television for 2 minutes. If you don't see a pharmaceutical commercial, you're seeing a diet commercial. You know,
or lawyers,
awareness, everybody knows.
Against the drug that they were selling 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the idea of learning to prepare other things and to be able to include what, again, is extremely healthy. Like you said something that's really interesting. Your body learns to know what food it's growing. Did I get it right?
Well, that was close. That was very good. And that is a good concept, is that you want to grow food that your body will recognize.
Okay.
And
that
the
makes
reason
sense.
I
that
say that basically
sense.
Is that you can take, you know, this is a proven fact. I've got the studies, but there have been certain supplements that have been made that are very, very high in calcium, but they took the calcium from oyster shells. Well, I'm not an oyster, and to my knowledge, neither are you. So you can give me all the calcium you want for an oyster shell, but my body's not going to recognize it, right? I need to have the calcium that my body will recognize and that my body can absorb, that will build my, you know, build up and, you know, give me strong bones and give me, you know, strong, healthy.
Exactly. Build your immune system.
Like that.
You know, what right, is more important of everything
right.
in the world? And we're talking about build your immune
right.
system.
Right. So, Simon, right, and the probiotics and the way that you eat and the process that you eat and the combination, you know, the companion foods that you eat, and there's just, and again, it's really very simple and basic, but we've kind of just so blurred it. We've got so much sugar and salt,
big time.
And terrible
big
fats
time.
In our diet. And so that's where we're just trying to bring it back. And that's why for me, I'm doing it in the Chicago, the south and west sides of Chicago.
Veronica, we flew through the time. Give me the website
again. Oh, my goodness.
Again, quickly.
AskAntV.com.
AskAntV.com.
A-U-N-T, like, you know, Aunt Veronica. So AskAntV.com.
Veronica Porter, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank
Hold on.
You so much. Okay, look
Hold
forward
on.
To it. Thank you so very much. You
we'll
have a
right
great
back.
Day.
Hold on.
Thanks. I'll be listening. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we want to welcome Gina Bria. Gina is an anthropologist. She's the co-author of the book Quench, and she is a advocate. She was the CEO of the Hydration Foundation, right? It's Quench, 5 days to hydration. It's a huge topic, as we all know. Gina, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, I'm so pleased and excited to share completely new ways to hydrate besides 8 glasses of water.
It's a big headline, you know.
It's a big topic.
It is. Whether we're talking about the highest level of sports performance and athletics, or whether we're talking about health and wellness, you know, your book says, hey, it ain't 8 ounces of water a day. So that whole world, and I know you've been in the middle of so many different things. Give us a little bit of quickie background on you and the world of hydration.
Thank you, Dr. Weil. It's a lot of fun to share this because I, as an anthropologist, was looking at desert dwellers, drought communities in deserts, and how they were surviving. And as I began this research, I realized they don't have access to 8 ounces or 8 glasses of liquid a day. And so I couldn't understand how, we all know that's necessary. Everybody says it. I couldn't understand how they could be in such good condition, better than we are. So as I looked at different desert communities around the entire globe, so looking at each of the desert regions, I discovered that the strategies there were not using liquids, but using plants. So there is profound hydrating water locked inside plant materials. And that
it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes, it really, really is. And it makes, when you think about it for 4 seconds or more, mm-hmm. I think it makes a tremendous amount of sense. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I've been in the middle of 3 tremendous myths or theories over the years. One was whether athletes should stretch or not. My longtime colleague, the famous sports therapist Bob Guida, made a big deal out of that, and they almost assassinated him. More recently, mm-hmm. Gary Reynolds, whose book Iced throws, pardon my French, cold water on the fact that ice is effective in almost anything. And they came mm-hmm. after him. And now we're saying, oh my gosh, I have Gina Bria saying eight glasses of water, and it's another myth. I had to share that with you.
You know, I'm excited because actually the three myths that you're talking about are all connected through hydration. So the stretching issue is a profound part of hydration strategies because when you have to distribute the water that you do take in, and your fascia system is extremely important for not only the stretching that you're doing, because you're creating physioelectricity when you stretch, and that charges the water in your body.
Interesting.
I'll say that again. When you stretch through the pressure, just the mechanical pressure alone, you're now putting energy, charge, actual voltage into your cellular structure. And
yes,
what as an athlete are you going to do with that?
Blood supply and lymph supply.
Amazing.
And the,
everything.
So when you say something, Gina, mm-hmm. like, again, mm-hmm. the idea that so much, and I think it's a profound statement, that so much real, effective, healthy hydration can be with plants, and give me some examples. Fruits also, mm-hmm. where I'm thinking about juices.
Yeah, sure.
What's the
uh-huh.
thought?
So it's so exciting to share this stuff. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, Dr. Weil, because I know we're addressing an athlete audience, but I want those athletes to be able to turn around to their grandmothers and hydrate.
Oh, yeah,
the
I got a grandmother audience. Oh, yes, that's what I mentioned. Whether you're the best athlete in the country or grandma, hydration is a huge deal. It really is. And if we're learning about, hey, guess what? there's a lot more to this topic than we paid attention to. Then
right,
that, I think,
right.
is a real value way beyond just athletics.
So there's two important things I want to land for your audience. One is that eating a high plant diet, so a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, even sautéed vegetables are more hydrating, and hold for it, here it comes, more hydrating than a bottle of water or a glass of water from your tap. And here's the science behind that. Those plant growth, all plants obviously have been grown in sunlight. They've been affected by photosynthesis, and they carry within them, therefore, charged water. The water has voltage in it. When you take water from your tap or all those plastic bottles, that water has lost its charge by virtue of either being, you know, water treatment, chemically washed, or pressurized through pipes. That those treatments actually disorganize the water molecule, and therefore it can't pass voltage as efficiently as water that has a kind of charge, which we can get by nature through either plants, eating a high plant diet, beautiful weighted strategy, also high retention rate at that point, so you're really absorbing it, or by adding, and this will be something your athletes will recognize, adding electrolytes to the water to charge it. But I like to even back up one more stage, Dr. Weil, and tell people that even adding just pink salt, just sea salt, rock salt, a natural salt will immediately charge the water in their bottle. So if they're looking for a really quick strategy to get to more efficient hydration without having to drink so much, we have the studies on there. We even have, I have a blog on it on my website, how it, water, it comes down by two-thirds. The need for water, while it ups your measurable hydration by one-third.
How much salt?
Just to add.
Because, you know, over the years, there's always been that situation with training in the heat and the salt being a real negative scenario. But I know you're talking about much, much, you know, minuscule. But how much, let's say, if you're talking about, I want to, again, a big point you made, I want to have more efficiency in the hydration, whatever the level, whatever we're talking about. And if we're saying we would add salt, let's say, to a quart of water, would it be a pinch or what in general?
Yes. A pinch or two pinches, you really don't, you want the water not to be salty, but to have a silky feel. Once it has that kind of silky feel, you can taste it. You can tell mouth feel a difference. So that pinch has now released electrons in the water molecule from each other so that the water can start charging itself like a cascade. It's a superconductor. And one thing I want to share about, that's one strategy, but then if you add to that the strategy of, for example, an apple or a watermelon or a cucumber or even cauliflower, which is 96% water, all structured, all beautifully purified for you and ready to have, packaged by nature, each one of these points is adding hydration efficiency to your system. And the point of hydration isn't just moisture. That's only one of the things. The other, besides being our energy and our fuel, what water does is conduct this voltage so that you get good cell-to-cell signaling. So it's just like having a bad radio connection or a good radio connection.
You're an energy
and that
lady.
Cell, I love it. Well, water
yes,
is energy.
Well,
it really is.
I'm the sports doctor, and everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years and listen to guests from all over the world, so many different topics, great stuff. Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of stuff in the whole world of health, wellness, sports medicine. Again, you can get excited. Follow us on Twitter. We get a lot of interaction, great information, at sportsdoc. DOC Radio. We have over 30,000 followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from both Twitter and LinkedIn. So you can check that out. I'm talking with Gina Bria. She is the CEO of Hydration Foundation. She's the co-author of Quench, 5 days to hydration, and we were talking about energy and the fact that in medicine today, energy is a very, very big deal. In performance, it's a very, very big deal, as well as health. And in everything you've talked about, Gina, you know, you've included the energy factor. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so the surprise is that if you count up inside the human body the percentage of water molecules compared to all the other molecules, and hang on because I'm going to say it and you're going to be shocked, 99% of the molecules in your body are water, and those are water molecules are information and energy machines. That's their job, is to share and signal.
Yeah.
It's wonderful news because now it means our health can be easily and affordably uplifted by understanding how profoundly we need hydration, but not guzzling 8 glasses of uncharged water.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you more. What is the best website to people who find out about you and your book, if you have?
Right. Right. So I founded the HydrationFoundation.org in 2013 to publicize water scientists' findings because they're lousy communicators. They don't know how to make science into a recipe, which was, I felt, my job. And again, helping people, and then my coursework as an anthropologist in discovering there's indigenous traditions everywhere.
I think the way you presented the first 5 sentences you said on today, where you talked about as an anthropologist and you study deserts, and right at that second, the realization about hydration, where's the water and who needs the water, it's a profound. I bet that's how you started your TED talk. You said, you know, in the desert, am I right? It makes very, very big sense in that regard. What are, and we'll talk more in after the break, what are some of the main things you want to get across in your book, co-author book, Quench 5 Days to Hydration?
Right, yes, with Dr.
You know,
Dana
I'm going to hold
Cohen
it over. I'm going to hold it over, Gina. Let's talk more about the book and your co-author because we're going to take a break, everybody. It's The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. We'll be right back with Gina Brea. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking the incredibly important world of hydration. We're talking with Gina Brea, anthropologist. She's the co-author of Quench, 5 Days to Hydration. She's the CEO of Hydration Foundation. Tell us about the what you're really stressing in the book. We just asked you that before the break, what you're really talking about. And don't let me forget to ask you how many glasses a day we should be having of water anyway. But tell us about the book.
Great. I love it. Thank you again, Dr. Weil. It's a pleasure to share this. That the best hydration is not found in a bottle or found in a glass. It's actually found in altered glasses and bottles. I'll mention that again in a minute, that I don't ever want you to drink a plain glass of water again. That's one most important thing I can share right now. always put a pinch of salt in it, or a squeeze of lemon, or a cap of apple cider vinegar, or you stick a cucumber slice in there, or you chop up a couple of apples and drop it in your water. That material passes the charge to the water and makes
slice
that
of orange
water
okay?
So much. Yeah, slice of orange, tea bags. So now
really?
We're talking the liquid, any kind of biological material, plant material, and water love each other, and they know how
makes
to
a lot of sense.
Support
again,
each other.
It makes,
right.
Mm-hmm. Besides it
right.
hanging it up to give something a little taste, the fact that it's such a valuable addition in such a simple way, it's, again, it's an amazing statement where you're saying don't drink a glass of whatever it is without putting something in it is amazing. So that's one of your main points. What else?
My main point.
The,
so use food. Use food. Then you use food to help absorb the water that you are drinking. So an apple has that pectin in it. All your fresh foods have fibers. Those fibers time release the water. They literally time release it, and they make it with voltage. Get sunlight, please. That's the It will
you
change
said
all
it again.
The
voltage.
Inside of you.
Yes. Voltage.
Voltage. You need some. Yes. You're a biological
great
creature.
Word.
You were not. You're not word to. You were not born to live indoors. And if you can't get sunlight, and again, I'm thinking of our elder athletes, infrared, infrared lamps, infrared saunas. You can buy a simple red lamp on Amazon, and it will help charge the water already inside of your body. Healing all of what your areas of soreness are, because it takes hydration to heal. That's how it gets delivered. So there's, it's all complicated about all the 1% molecules and what they're doing, but the 99% molecules that are in us are the healing delivery agents. So then
no, it's
grounding.
A big deal.
It's a big deal,
the thought process, the awareness, that, you know, hydration might be a lot more important than getting enough water. That's very evident in what you're saying. And like you said, you know, getting the science, because I'm just going to ask you now, you know, with the collaboration with the medical world and the acceptance of what you're talking about in the, for instance, medical world, the physical therapy world, how's that been?
Well, I could not get a voice in, I mean, in the medical community, who's going to listen to an anthropologist?
True. Even if you
so
were on the
I
desert,
went,
they wouldn't listen to you.
Even, you know, even if I showed up looking in bright and better health and mood than anybody I was talking to, which I have so many doors I knocked on. But fortunately, Dr. Dana Cohen, my co-author, is an MD and an integrative physician in New York City. And I wasn't in her office for more than 5 minutes when she literally leaned across the desk, grabbed my hands, and said, "Let's write a book. Let's write a book." So that's Quench is a is one of those stories where it just flew into the world. Oh, doors flew open. The New York Times recommended it. It was on in Oprah's magazine. I've been on NPR. All of it. Well, it came from the water cooler in her office in the patient waiting room. It was called the Quench brand, and we walked. We were
evidently,
wandering around.
you got a lot more buzz than I did with hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you know. But I, Quench is a great title. I understand the challenge of getting sometimes the most basic information. We talked before whether it was icing or whether it was stretching or whether it was other baked in ideas. Regarding and getting medicine who probably didn't know how to spell the word wellness 25 years ago, let alone holistic and all of these other parts of what are really, really important. And like you said, you know, healing or performing, probably focus, so many other things. Hydration makes a lot of sense to be more aware. But between the anthropologists on the left and the scientists on the right, you had to write the book.
Well, we also just put on a public service, all free, all online, Hydration Solutions Summit. We interviewed 30 physicians top doctors and scientists on strategies for hydration that are not just guzzling all that water. So if you go to my website, we have left this up as a public service because we need more protection now than we've ever needed. And immunity is literally run by hydration. That's the gas of immunity, the entire
system. That's another big, that's a big headline.
Mm-hmm. It's a flow system.
In this day and age, this moment in time, that headline, what was that again? Hydration is
immunity.
Immune system.
It runs all our systems. So many water systems in our body, if you think about it. There's not just what you guzzle.
So if I am going to be having a few glasses of water a day, or I'm going to be drinking, and again, I've had a million times we talked about sports drinks and overdoing it, saying water is best. So if I'm going to have a few bottles of water a day or whatever, how many glasses a day would I have if I'm putting apple or a touch of salt in?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some great research out of Germany. A very prestigious group did a study on mineral water, and they found that good quality mineral water only required 1.5 liters or about a little less than 6 glasses. Now, those are small cups. 6 cups is what I want to say. So if you're just hydrating through water, you only need 6 cups as long as it has
voltage.
Cups
gives a totally different picture in my mind, that instant, than glasses. Mm-hmm. Glasses, you're thinking 8 ounces of water. A cup, you're probably talking about a few ounces. And that,
if it has voltage, it's an entirely different set of circumstances. Now, that's for an average-sized person. If you're dealing with athletes, you want to think differently. But why I want to caution your athletes not to be guzzling all that water is because if they're putting water in, think about it, that doesn't have charge. So from your tap or your bottle, it's never been fixed. We've interfered with water. This is water's natural state has charge, but we pressurized it and treated it. If you're guzzling all that water, your body then has to go charge that water when it comes in. And you're literally diluting electrical charge in your body. And that's how you can drink so much and still be dehydrated. Big idea.
Again, I would imagine, those that you, tremendous. We're going to have you back, Gina, Bria. Give me the website again, Gina, quickly.
HydrationFoundation.org. Go and register for our free summit. It's right on the first page. You will learn so much. Such exciting and,
thank you
really
so much,
people.
Gina.
My
hold
pleasure.
Hold on. Thank you so much, everybody. We're going to be right back. The Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs. For seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, and it's the Sports Doctor's In segment. And I'm all excited about talking about my recently launched new online program. It's called Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctor's In. Kind of very similar to the book. And what I'm very excited about is the whole concept of acting as a quarterback and being able to consult with, answer various questions from sports parents, coaches, or athletes, whether it's in dealing with a particular type of injury, whether it's looking to be a step or two quicker, bigger, faster, stronger, whether it's deal with whatever happens to be the situation in the crazy, way overblown world. As you know, who listen to the Sports Doctor of youth sports. And I put together almost two dozen experts in so many different areas that I will be able to reference or refer to. All of my teammates have been radio guests over the years in the endless areas of expertise, and I'll mention some of them if I can click into it, and I think I can. I got it. Mike Andrews, long-time associate in performance with young kids. He was building tilt boards for some of our top figure skaters 30 years ago in the whole world with Bob Guida. He's now very involved in the parents of some of these kids and his Restore Fit. Dr. Denise McDermott, she contributed to our book, Hashtag A Sports Parents. She's an adult and child holistic psychiatrist. She's involved in all aspects of the young athlete. Katie Davis, sports nutrition, the athlete food coach, and all of that world of sports nutrition, youth sports nutrition. Very excited about her participation. Dr. Steve Horwitz, he's the founder of Team Safe Sports. The importance of all aspects of safety in youth sports. Who knows what on the sidelines? Who's responsible? The whole world of concussions. Tremendous information. Across the pond, Gordon McClelland, the creator of Working with Parents in Sports. They support organizations, parents and coaches, provide children with the best sports information. He's situated in the United Kingdom. Sheila Thielen. Sheila is the president of Vestibular Training Services. She's a spin master in the figure skating world, an expert coach, and deals with, you want to do a triple jump? You might want to. She also works with post-injury balance world, traumatic brain injury. She's the creator of some of the harnesses and some of the spin training. Kim Ryan is involved in the same world in her whole spin energy. Innovative, simple pieces of equipment for these kids to balance and work in the world of figure skating. John Hermata is my colleague for four decades. John, master boot fitter. John was the author of Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury that I contributed to. And sharpening blades, fitting of boots. He's Mr. Edge. Ask Mr. Edge. Suzanne Gray. She's the owner, founder of Right Fit Sports Fitness and Wellness. Very involved. Ian Goldberg, founder and CEO iSport 360. The whole app interaction, communication with coaches and parents. Rob Andrews, sports performance consultant, mental training, worked with the women's gold medalists in gymnastics, John Eng, executive director of the National Alliance of Youth Sports, incredible organization coaching the coaches, teaching the coaches. Kirk Mango, author of Becoming a True Champion, former NCAA gymnastics champion. Mike McAleese, the world of massage, massage therapy, the owner of Somar School of Holistic Massage and Reflexology. Jean Lane, pro and youth athlete health and nutrition. She's the founder of Fueling Champions. Dr. Karen Sutton, orthopedic surgeon, hospital special surgery. She's the team physician, United States Women's Lacrosse. Rich Dubin, the publisher of the exciting new MVP Parent Magazine, Keeping the Athlete in the Game. He is the longtime publisher of Lower Extremity Review. He's been in that world 30 years. And Michael Klein, the whole financial world of youth sports, youth parenting. Gary Reinl, the author of Iced, the revolutionary book. He's treated some of the best athletes in some of the best sports. All of them a part of the team, depending on the question that I might get from a particular sports parent or coach. And we'll get a chance to discuss the strategies, whether your son or daughter is a new young athlete, you're interested in safe participation, information about coaches, all the ABCs involved in the world of coaching, whether your son or daughter is a high-performance figure skater, and we're interested in, number one, staying out of trouble, preventing problems. We're interested in my world, orthotics, sports podiatry, that whole aspect. I don't know if there's a sport parent out there where strengthening of the feet and ankles is not a big deal. I might be a touch prejudiced. It's what the sports doctor really has been all about as one of its bases, pardon the pun, the whole role of the foot. Whether or not that coach or sports parent, again, has a question about trying to deal with the pressure of coaches, with the overzealousness. The reason I co-authored the book with Hall of Fame volleyballer and radio host and health and wellness professor Sharkey Zartman, the reason I co-authored hashtag #ASportsParents was there's an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, physically and mentally. I've had guests on the show in the world of eating disorders. So as I mix in the, I don't know, 1,000 guests, give or take a few I've had over the decades on the Sports Doctor, they will be a big part of what we're looking to accomplish with Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors. And I'll talk a lot more about it in the future. I want to thank Aunt V, Veronica Porter. I want to thank Gina Priya for joining me. Everybody stay safe. Be informed. See you next week. Thanks. Sports Doctor.